Say, kids, what time is it?
It's time for Charles Rotblat, editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal.
Holy mackerel!
Each week on Tuesdays, Charles joins us here on Money Life to give us the buy of the week.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
And now, here's Charles Rotblat.
Sir, do we get to win this time?
Well, you get to win, but what you don't get to do today is hear from Charles Rotblat. I know we played the intro, but instead of Charles this week, we have one of his colleagues from the American Association of Individual Investors. It's Joe Land, who is a financial analyst there. And if you were just down at the AAII conference, as I was, well, if you didn't come to see my talk on Sunday morning, I hope it's because you were sitting through Joe's, because he was a couple of rooms over giving a talk as well. And he is more than qualified to be here. But if you want to find out what he's doing at AAII, go to AAII.com. Joe Land, welcome to Money Life.
Hi, thanks, Chuck. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm glad to have you here. Let's get right to it. Our buy of the week is...
Tupperware.
Actually. It's ticker symbol T-U-P. And why is... I think of Tupperware as old-fashioned and all the commercials where they would tell you, oh, you know, we have that plastic and it burps. It doesn't quite burp like that. But, you know, the whole burp your lids and whatever and sold at Tupperware parties, it seems like an awfully old-style retailer. Why is it the buy of the week?
You know, it is, and there's no real argument against that. However, we're really compelled by Tupperware because of the fact that it's a great play internationally, actually. A lot of people may not know that Tupperware is a U.S. company, but last quarter, actually, it got about 70% of its revenues from emerging market countries. Obviously, those countries are growing very quickly, and it's a great way, actually, to get exposure to emerging markets, to international, while investing in, actually, a U.S. stock, so there's not as many of the tax implications and the tax complications that you may get from investing in a completely foreign stock. That's one element, actually, and we actually recently just purchased this stock for one of our portfolios. It's a great dividend play, actually, and, you know, a lot of people are still looking for yield in this type of market environment. People, what also may not know is that this company actually just raised its dividend by 72% this year. That's after raising its dividend by 20% last year. And its payout ratio, even with that massive raise, is still somewhere around 25% or so, and its free cash flow remains very, very strong. So those two elements really make it a very compelling pick.
You talk about the dividend. The dividend yield is...
The dividend yield currently actually is 2.8%, and its five-year average is about 2.5. So if you're using dividend yield as kind of a valuation metric, it's trading definitely at a yield that's above its historical norms. And that also is a little bit hard to find currently because of the fact that obviously prices of stocks have appreciated a lot, and a lot of stocks are trading at a yield that's below their historic medians and historic averages. So, you know, that in combination with the strong dividend growth, I believe is a really compelling stock for this company.
Now, we talk about the idea that it's getting so much of its sales from emerging markets. Does that lead you to believe that, as we talked about, the technology here seems old and the company here seems a bit outdated, but because it's there in a sweet spot where we know everybody there in those countries is looking at how can they raise their standard of living, and no matter what you think of Tupperware, it does raise your standard of living. It makes your food last longer, some important things along those lines. So... is this a play that's a long-term play, or is this a play that is something where you're going, you know, I want to add it for a little while and see where it goes? Is there a distinct price target on this?
Absolutely. And you make a great point there. You know, I think that's actually one of the reasons why it has been so successful internationally. You know, we in the United States kind of take it for granted. But, you know, I mean, this company is named Tupperware, and everyone calls, you know, the little plastic boxes Tupperware. So everyone knows about this here in the United States. However, in emerging markets, it's not nearly as penetrated. There's going to be a lot of people that are looking to buy this type of good, you know, in order to, yeah, like you said, preserve your food for longer, in order to raise their standard of living. So yes, I mean, absolutely, that's one of the reasons why it's been such a good seller in emerging markets, especially now that domestically it has, you know, the growth has slowed a lot. And you know, to answer the second part of your question, we're looking at this as a long-term play in our portfolio that we hold, and it's a very long-term portfolio. We're looking, you know, at a year, two, maybe 3 years down the line. As far as the price target goes, I think that there's probably about a 20 or 25% upside in the stock price, and I'm looking at that because of the dividend valuation. And we're thinking that this company is actually going to raise their dividend again, probably in the fourth quarter or early next year. And that's after, like I said, a 72% raise already early this year. With another rise, we're looking at a dividend yield close to about 3 or 3.2%, and that's compared to a five-year average of 2.5. So just based off of that, I think that there's probably about a 20 to 25% upside on its stock price, and you're going to get strong dividend growth. So, you know, you're looking at a very good total return there, long run-wise, from a long-term perspective.
You talk about a 20 to 25% growth over what period? I mean, if they raise the dividend again, is this going to be something spiky, even though we like it long term, we're going to see that quickly, or is that spread out over that 2 to 3 year period?
We're looking at about 12 months, 20 to 25% upside on the stock.
So it is Tupperware. And I just have to ask quickly, is there anything that scares you where you say, hey, and my one thing would be if you buy it for all these reasons, but this happens, that's our get out signal?
Well, the one thing that does make me a little bit, I guess, worried about the stock is that its PE is a little bit higher than its historical norms. You're going to get that in a lot of stocks right now. It's not out of the ordinary. It's probably about a 17 or 18%. But it does have to do with the type of index or the type of geography that it's in. You know, it's an emerging market geography, and some people are starting to take a look at it because of the growth in the yield and the growth. And the growth in the dividends being paid. It's also repurchasing its shares very, very aggressively. So we would start looking at elsewhere at the stock if it starts slowing its dividend increases. That's one of the main reasons why we like it so much, when it's so compelling. So the slightly higher PE compared to historical norms versus also a slowing down in the dividend growth will provide us a signal as to, hey, maybe we want to look elsewhere. Maybe we want to lock in profits and move on.
So it is the buy of the week, Tupperware Brands Corporation, the ticker symbol TUP, a potential 20 to 25% upside with that strong dividend growth. Joe Land is financial analyst for the American Association of Individual Investors. Joe, this was great. I can't wait to do the sell of the week with you tomorrow.
Already, I can't wait either.
There is much more to go on the November 26th edition of Money Life. The big interview is next, and coming later, it's the Money Life Market Call with Gary Bradshaw from the Hodges Equity Income Fund. This is Money Life.